Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Once again, we've teamed up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm to put new coats on kids that need them this year. All it takes is $20. That puts a brand new coat on a Washington State child that needs one. It's pretty simple, man. And if you don't have the full 20, whatever you can do, that'll be a big help.
Oh, some people have more than $20. Like a big shout out to Tate Choate. I believe that's how the last name is pronounced. Donated $300 to Coats for Kids.
Appreciate that.
Tate, you rock. Anonymous donations are coming in over $100. That's pretty badass. Richard Reinhardt. Join the 69 crew.
Nice going, Richard.
$69 donated. And big props to Brian Sharkey. $103 donated to
Sharkey. Thanks, Brian. You're the man, buddy.
Rockaholics are stepping up. Over $7,000 donated so far, which is great. Lots of coats going to kids.
Yeah, that's awesome. We are trying to raise $35,000. That's what it'll take to get about 1,750 coats on kids that need them. And any bit helps. Or if you can share it on your socials, that works too. You want more info? You want to make a donation? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
To everybody, scream his name. B-Mix, don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to B-Mix. It is time to pump it up for Monday. What's that now? Pump it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gotta get pumped up for Blue Monday.
Ah, damn.
That's right.
Yeah, you guys are wearing all your Seahawks gear. Good job.
I forgot.
You never remember.
Yeah. That's true. But also, I don't have a lot of Seahawks stuff.
That's
so.
Really the thing right there. So.
But I'm rooting for them in spirit.
Are you, though?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jeremiah in Lakewood. Jeremiah, are you there?
Good morning, BJ.
Ooh. Oh, good morning, Jeremiah.
That was weird. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jeremiah will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeremiah, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I just have one question.
Uh-oh.
could I get, if I win, if only assuming if I win,
okay.
I just want to hear Miss Vicky do her Mexican Beavis.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Mexican Beavis. Absolutely.
Oh, we that's can always get there. A treat.
If you win, yes.
Only if you win. So, Jeremiah, you got something to look forward to. Now, are you ready?
This time I am, yeah.
U.S. President Richard Nixon was born in 1913 and died in 1994. How old was he when he passed?
Passed.
What color jacket does Futurama character Philip J. Fry usually wear?
Red?
Yes. Which U.S. state's official flower is the saguaro cactus?
That would be Arizona.
Yes. What car manufacturer makes the Sienna?
Toyota.
Yes. Which actress was on 8 Simple Rules as well as The Big Bang Theory?
What's her name? Pass.
Pesto sauce originated in what country?
Italy?
Yes. Who was the father of Ben Stiller?
Jerry Stiller.
Yes. Winston Churchill was the prime minister of which country?
England.
Yes. Who had a hit with the song Dancing with Myself?
Oh, God bless it. Pass.
Cy Young was famous for playing what sport?
baseball.
Yes! U.S. President Richard Nixon was born in 1913 and died in 1994. How old was he when he passed?
79?
No.
89?
No! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Oh,
God bless it.
Yeah. Hopefully that Nixon one doesn't wreck him.
Yeah, sometimes Steve's really good at math.
And sometimes he's not.
Exactly. So it will be close, I feel, but there's a couple of them I don't think that that Steve's going to miss.
That Beavis will get?
Yeah, that Beavis is going to get.
Right. Steve, here's the thing. You might want to throw this game because if you lose, Vicky's got to do her Mexican Beavis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, which, by the way, isn't an Urban Dictionary thing.
I guess that's a good thing to put there.
I mean, yes. I'm a man of integrity when it comes to this game, so I'm not going to be able to do that. But if I win, how about Vicky has to do a Mexican butthead?
Whoa.
Listen.
I don't know anything butthead says.
You're putting her on the spot now. Now she's panicking.
All right.
All right. Well,
Mexican Beavis, I don't know.
Well,
so if either of them win...
Oh. I know.
Oh.
Yes? If I win, I want Vicky to do Spanish Beavis.
Okay. It's about the same thing, really.
About the same
speak
thing?
Spanish, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make it so she has to do Beavis in Spanish. No matter what.
I didn't think that was very... I didn't realize I was going to confuse you guys.
Yeah, you did for a minute.
Spain, dude, Spanish with the... Yeah, sound. It's like accent.
Vicky's an overthinker. You've now said her an overdriver.
It's your fault she's an overthinker.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
No, she's this way long before I got here.
You didn't help.
It's Monday. You put us in a panic, Steve.
It's not like I said Italian Beavis or Polish Beavis.
Hey, now I want to hear Italian Beavis. So good.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Hey, the butt, the head. The...
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Are you ready, Steve?
What the hell just happened?
I don't know.
We're going to score.
Yeah. U.S. President Richard Nixon was born in 1913 and died in 1994. How old was he when he passed?
69.
No.
Oh, 81.
Yes.
Oh.
What color jacket does Futurama character Philip J. Fry usually wear?
Blue.
No.
Red.
Yes. Which U.S. state's official flower is the saguaro cactus?
Is that Arizona?
Yes. What car manufacturer makes the Sienna?
Toyota.
Yes. Which actress was on 8 Simple Rules as well as The Big Bang Theory?
Kelly Cuoco.
Yes.
Oh, she's got a new show I want to watch.
Really?
Yeah, Flight Attendant.
Oh.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
Pesto sauce originated in what country?
Italy.
Yes. Who was the father of Ben Stiller?
Jerry.
Yes.
Stiller.
Yes. Winston Churchill was the prime minister of which country?
Italy.
No.
France.
No.
Germany.
No. Who had
Russia.
A hit with the song Dancing with Myself?
Billy Idol.
Yes.
I don't know
Cy Young was famous for playing what sport?
Baseball.
Yes. And Steve, you win 7-9.
Yes.
And missed the perfect 10.
Sorry, Jeremiah.
Damn, it's still going.
Yeah. Whatever.
Oh, all right, there we go.
A little there's salty there.
There's a gracious winner.
Yeah.
All right, gracious loser.
Well, he thought he had it in the bag there. He had 7, but missed some very important ones there.
Can you, like, shut up? This
so
place
now,
is starting to suck.
Yeah. I mean, that's all the butthead you need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm doing Spanish Beavis.
Okay.
Yep.
It's, Yo soy Gorgorio y estoy buscando papelito amarillo para limpiar mi traserillo.
Okay.
And if a couple weeks ago at the store, I was very much saying that because there was no toilet paper anywhere.
Yeah, right.
Oh, we're back to that.
Oh, yeah. What?
No, we have the great cornholio. I need teepee for my bunghole.
I saw a lot of teepee. I had to go to the store yesterday.
Oh, you mean it's back?
Yeah.
There's teepee everywhere. You know what's missing? Drano. There is no Drano anywhere. I went to 3 different stores yesterday looking for Drano.
What are they using that for?
I don't know.
Unclogging their drains.
Yeah. Thanks, Danny.
You're welcome.
But why would there be no Drano?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Too much toilet paper? Is that why people clogging everything up?
Maybe because of the, you know, Thanksgiving, the feast and stuff like that. Yeah. But, like, literally.
And, oh, man.
I couldn't find any Drano anywhere. So,
yeah. All right.
That sucked. The only one you missed, Steve, was actually, I thought it was kind of an easy one. Winston Churchill was the prime minister of which country? Jeremiah got that correct. England.
England.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, you still won, so congratulations.
Yeah, Steve, good job, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Victorious.
Yes.
Yes, you were victorious.
And yes, there's a show on HBO Max called by Kaylee Cuoco starring in it, and it's called Flight Attendant. And I think it's like she wakes up next to a dead body is the premise.
and then decides to go about her day because she got wasted the night before and doesn't know what she did. So she's like, well, I don't know what happened. So she just decides, I'm going to continue living my life. And then all of a sudden, that's when hilarity ensues. And I don't think hilarity is the actual answer.
Really. Oh, Vicky, would you?
I heard it's awesome.
Email me to watch that show, would you, Vicky?
Nope.
Thank you. I didn't even know this. This is kind of a bonus.
Yeah, I saw somebody talking about it, and they said that it's a miniseries, and it's supposedly really good. And it's on HBO Max.
Oh, The Flight Attendant.
Yes.
Well, HBO Max, which means they can put anything they want on there.
As far as
the bad words and who knows what.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on with that one, but it sounds like it's a good one. Right now, we're busy with watching a new show, BJ.
You got a new show?
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
It's something you would... I don't think if I gave you guys a million guesses, you would guess that we're watching it.
Well, the look on your face makes me think that it's a show that is lame. Our standards.
No, it's a show that everyone else would be like, this is the greatest show ever. And I would instantly think, oh, it sounds lame.
Oh.
So is it set back in the olden days?
Kinda, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, no. So that's why you have that look in your face.
Right.
Like, it's not a show that you would like.
Like, this is like a critically acclaimed show.
Oh.
Which is not typically my thing.
That's two strikes for
a
Steve.
Do you know if any of us are watching this show?
I don't know. And if you were and you mentioned it, I probably just, the minute you said the name of it, I just instantly tuned out.
The Mandalorian.
No.
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 The Handmaid's Tale?
No.
Okay. I was trying to think of, like, because it's kind of,
but
I mean,
the name is very similar in my head. Like,
oh.
It's like, ugh. That, when I first even was broached with the idea of watching this, my first thought was, ugh.
Peaky Blinders?
No.
Oh, that's a good show.
That is.
Oh, Dan, you got a guess?
Dan doesn't watch television unless it's...
The Walking Dead.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, cool.
Oh, there we go.
Jeez.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
The Queen's Gambit.
The Queen's Gambit.
Bing, bing, bing.
Nice! I've been catching that, too.
Yeah, we're two episodes in. My wife keeps falling asleep on it. Not because it's boring. But we got, you know, by the time we put Tater Tot down, you got to, like, you only have a small window of time to watch shows.
What made you guys decide to watch it? All the hype?
No, I had no idea what the hell this was, but her cousin mentioned it. And I trust that he has similar taste in the sense of, like, he even said, like, this doesn't seem like a show I would like. And I binged it. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, it doesn't seem like a show you would like. And you liked it. Maybe I'll like it, too. And he was right. It's an awesome show.
And we did mention it on this show.
I figured you did.
Yeah, we did.
We actually
you
raved about it.
You should check it out, BJ.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I can't watch it until I see my wife again.
Oh, then you're never going to get to see it.
I know. You're absolutely right about that.
Sorry.
I know. That's the bummer is that,
it's really good.
Yeah. So no doubt about it. It's very, very good.
I've made it to episode 3, and it's pretty good, but yeah, I don't want to watch, like, I don't want to binge it. I don't understand how people could want to binge it so much.
Oh, yeah. I so much want to binge it. I want to see what happens. But see, to me, it's a lesson in nostalgia. Just because, you know, Steve, as you're watching, you're like, did that stuff really go on? Just the way people are treated in the 50s?
It makes you wonder. And a lot of people are like, is that based on a true story? And it's like, no, it's not based on a true story. But it's sad that we would even think that it could be based on a true story.
There's a lot of tropes in there that I think are true.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were female chess players, and that's what it's about. It's about a female chess player, so I'm not really spoiling it.
Prodigy, like 9 years old.
Yeah, she's amazing. And the way she's treated like women were treated back in the 50s. And then, you know, I will say this. I mean, you know, her living circumstances have her get treated in a way that's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then she has other living circumstances where her mother is basically having to go through her demons or issues because of how women were treated back then. It surely is, I mean, a snapshot of, you can understand why, you know, oh, I think I can see why women are pissed guys, because if you realize, well, this is how stuff was just in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, everything about this show says do not watch it, Steve. And yet I did, and
yeah,
I enjoyed it. And I'm with you, Rev. Like, after one episode, I'm like, I'm good until tomorrow. I don't, like, they give you great cliffhangers at the end of each episode that I've watched where I'm like, ooh, I want to see what happens next. But I'm like, I don't know if I can, like, sit through an entire, it's like, it's a lot to absorb.
It is. Yeah. It really is. And it makes me, I want to kind of sink in and kind of watch it. And one of the funniest things is watching them. I feel that the show, it doesn't need chess. It could be about anything competitive. But when she went to the first tournament, mm-hmm, and it was just the sea of dudes, all I remember was like, oh, wow, that looks like a Magic tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've been to so many of these where it's just a bunch of guys hanging out. And yes, and the one thing my wife has said was, like, that place is probably really stinky. And I was like, yeah, probably is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just a bunch of dudes doing what they do. And then dudes who, any dude that's really just focused on a task or on a mission doesn't care about hygiene.
Forgets the shower.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
You know, and it is funny, Rev, because I would say you're absolutely right. The Magic the Gathering sort of community, now this is what it used to be. I mean, they have done a great job being, you know, bringing in diversity.
Totally.
And they hand out deodorant now, which is really smart.
They actually do a lot of times.
But I remember in the 90s going to my first tournaments, you know, 90s and early 2000s with Magic. You're right. It was a sea of dudes. And not all the dudes were cool to the women that tried to play that game.
Oh, none of yeah. It wasn't really great.
So the Queen's
gatekeeping a-holes.
Yes. I mean, dude, at the time, you know, I mean, this is why I think, you know, society's a lot better now, because there's less gatekeeping. It's still going on, but there's, you know, but there's less of it. As you know, people are like, hey, let's be cool and let everybody in.
What I thought was funny, and maybe it's because it's on my radar now, so I actually will pay attention when someone posts something about the show on social media. Because before, I probably would just like in one ear and out the other. But it's funny to see how many people are interested in playing chess now because of that show.
Yeah, they try to get a chess set for Christmas. They're saying that's going to be one of the hardest gifts.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I read that article about.
Time to stock up and resell them on the old black market.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, do it. What am I supposed to do with these PS5s I've been trying to sell?
Yeah, you're screwed, buddy. You should have gone for a chess set.
Damn it.
What is the name? Can anybody find out the name of the actress that plays it? Because
Anya something or other.
She said that she realizes that she's a weird-looking girl.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah.
She was Magic in the new movie.
I think she's also in Split and Glass, or Mr. Glass.
Oh, that's where I saw her. Yes, I knew she looked familiar.
Didn't look familiar to me at all.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I knew I saw it. I couldn't see where I... But it was Split and Glass. Thank you, Vicky. Yeah, Anya Taylor-Joy says she realizes she looks weird, and she says, I don't think I will ever, and I have never, ever think of myself as beautiful. I don't think I'm beautiful enough to be in films. She says, it sounds pathetic, but I'm just weird-looking. She said, I won't even go to the cinema to watch my own film. I'll watch it,
sister. That's how I feel about myself.
Yeah, I don't know if you're the same, actually.
Well,
she says, the beauty of being in your own skin is that you don't have to look at your own face, so she doesn't like to go to the cinema to watch her own films. But here's the thing, man. I think she's beautiful. When I heard about this story, I'm just like, by the way, 62 million accounts have watched The Queen's Gambit.
Yeah.
But I understand that she doesn't look like...
Here I am acting like I discovered a show.
Yeah, you didn't discover. No. Yeah, you really didn't. But nice try, though.
Yeah.
I don't think she's weird. I find her very beautiful, but maybe it's because she's got that good geeky beauty that, you know, I've always been attracted to because I'm a geek. I don't know.
Well, the way they do her hair, too, especially in episode two, like she's got like this kind of unique, which I can understand why she would say it's weird, because it's just the super high bangs and just like the short bob of a haircut. Yeah.
Boy, so there's something just very, very attractive to me about that. And also, how about the young actor they got to play her? And then, of course, you know, I don't know if you got to the episode, Steve, where it goes right from her being a young actress, you know, at this point,
she's still a teen, so it's weird for me to hear you talk about how attractive she is in the background.
Well, you saw her.
Oh, yeah, but you saw
her in the hotel room at the beginning of the movie.
No, I know what you mean. That's why I was like, I get what you're saying. But like all I know her as is either a nine-year-old or a thirteen-year-old.
I forgot that happens. Yeah, so that age jump.
And that's not the same actor. So.
No, I know.
Yeah. But it is funny how
they did go to
there was like one scene, she's that young actor that you've been seeing.
Yeah.
And then there's another scene where they're in the same living conditions, and yet I'm like, wait a minute, is that? And then it's like, oh, she's the other actress now. But I was like, wow, they really did a good job having somebody very much look like her.
No, based on like what I saw in the beginning of the show, to then like the kid versions of her they did an incredible job of it. Looks like her.
Yeah, a lot of times
it's a young version.
A lot of times that doesn't happen as good as you'd like it to. But they really did a good job casting on this one.
That did throw me off though when it went from episode one to episode two. I was like, what the hell? She grew up really fast. Like for a half a second, like what did I miss? I just looked down on my phone for half a second. Now she's 13.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Like, wow, they're just jumping ahead quick.
Yeah, you know what? Or either that, you fell asleep.
It could
very well be. So, we got an airline that's investigating reports that one of their flight attendants was offering adult entertainment during flights. I'll tell you all about this at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. British Airways is running an investigation right now because they found out a flight attendant was offering paid sexual services on flights. Well, you got to get people to fly. I mean, they're trying to incentivize folks.
Right? I'm surprised it wasn't United, you know.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, for $33, Steve, she'll sell you her underwear. That was the
wow.
That was
one of the deals. Charging way too little if you based on what Vicky was able to get.
Yeah, right. For $66, she'd actually give you the underwear in person at a hotel.
Oh, I thought on the plane. What is it for? I made $69, maybe.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Like, I would almost want to work that deal on the plane.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it, obviously. But, like, if I was going to, that seems to be the more, like, taboo thing to do.
Yeah. The thing is, I think if you have her at the hotel, though, if she comes by, you have a little bit of a personal experience. Because according to her, if the money is right, you could get more sexual services. So if she's at the hotel with underwear, you know, chances are, you know, you could toss in a little bit more cash and see what happens. You could also pay for, quote, adult entertainment on board, end quote, during the flights. I have no idea what that is.
You think that means, Mile High, I'd imagine.
Oh, boy. All righty. Wow. She was advertising these services on OnlyFans, but her accounts were deleted yesterday after British Airways found out about this. And they're trying to figure out which one of their flight attendants this is. So.
Oh, so she heard that they found out and is like, let me cancel my OnlyFans before they figure out who I am.
Yeah.
Because somebody has a screen capture of like some of the pictures.
Whoa!
From her OnlyFans.
Okay.
It used to be Air Hostess 71.
Oh, she was very smart by not, you know, basically
showing everything from the neck down.
Yeah. Ooh, that was very, very smart. Now you got
why 71? Was, you know, 69 taken? I mean,
yeah, probably.
If you're going to do this, you might as well be like, this is what I'm about.
Does 71 mean something different in England that we don't know about?
Oh,
you know, maybe 71's a nasty word. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll have to check that out. So now what do they got to do to find out? They're going to have everybody just pose in a skirt?
Yeah, I don't know if they can do that, BJ.
And identify people?
That's an HR issue.
Yeah, how are they going to figure out who she is? That's the...
Unless somebody dimes her out. One of her coworkers knew about it.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that somebody else wouldn't know about this on the flight. Usually there's more than one flight attendant, so wow. Talk about first class flying.
Maybe you ask them, instead of having to ask all of them to offer up some nuts and see if one of them says it in a way that's maybe inappropriate.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, in that case, if you were a flight attendant, they would flag you in a heartbeat.
I know. Yeah. I'd be a terrible flight attendant.
Damn, dude. So that's she's in trouble for offering up sexual favors and services on an airplane.
I mean, that's a side hustle, if anything.
That is a big side hustle.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, so British Airways doing this investigation. One of their stewardesses doing a side hustle offering sex and her undergarments during and between flights. So, look, I don't know if you've got one as epic as hers, but we want to know what is or what was your side hustle? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Kick it. Here's the question. What is or what was your side hustle? Your calls, your texts after Beasties on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. British Airways investigating reports that one of their stewardesses is offering sex and her undergarments during and between flights.
Naughty.
Based on this, we want to know, man, what is or what was your side hustle? It's a great side hustle that she's got, but apparently British Airways doesn't like it.
No, it's frowned upon, apparently.
Yeah, so she had a great OnlyFans page she had to cancel and delete. So she obviously wasn't making enough money, and she does need to be able to fly to make it work anyway.
So instead, she should be working for Virgin Air. Go up a virgin, come down a man.
Wow. Sure, why not?
Okay. I don't know if they would like really get behind this whole side.
Well,
hustle.
I don't know that you could at some point.
Oh, yeah.
There's many different ways you can fly.
Very, very true.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What was or is your side hustle?
Somebody said in the late 90s when I got out of the Navy, my brother, his side hustle was selling dope. I tried to invest in the process, but he was using our profits, so I gave up pretty quick.
Yeah, that's why you can never have me go into the donut business.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Oh, yeah, no way.
Yeah, I would eat the profits.
That'd be like me owning a sushi restaurant. Like, you know, like Trappers was doing, like, they do franchises. And I'm like, that'd be awesome. I was even, like, joking with my buddies Munson and J-Mac. I'm like, we should just get our own franchise. Like, and then we realized, like, we would only be getting it so that we can just eat all the time.
Yes.
Thus, we would be the one franchise that fails.
Yeah.
All you have to do is break even. I have friends in Miami. It's all you got
to
do.
You don't need to make a profit. You don't need to live. You can just live on sushi.
As long as you break even, right. You have the greatest hangout ever.
Like, wait, you own a restaurant, a sushi restaurant, and you're stressed out about it, and you're doing all this stuff, but you're not making a single dime of profits. No, we're breaking even. Well, why do you do it? That way I can enjoy all-you-can-eat sushi whenever
You'd
I want.
You'd be surprised. I mean, and Rev and I know this from people that try to open up game stores. They only really want a place to hang out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They just want to sit around and play games all day.
Yeah, their own little joint. And so a lot of them, it turns out, they're just breaking even. But it's like, hey, I get a free space to play games in, and it doesn't cost me anything except just effort and whatever.
True. And they put in minimum effort a lot of the times.
Yeah, and it's like, wow. And I've met so many people. It's like, I wonder if this is what people do in a lot of businesses that aren't fronts.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, they could be fronts as well, as far as I know.
Yeah, we'd have to have like a side hustle of our own coffee like store, like just for my wife. I think we'd keep it in business just for the amount of coffee that she gets.
See, that would be cool. I think if I could have a Starbucks, that would be so great.
Yeah,
I mean, because you have a place to hang out, do your stuff. I mean, you know, when you can go back and hang out, and all the treats,
the cake pops, and the egg bites.
Yes, don't forget the vanilla scones and the chocolate chip cookies
and the slow roasted ham and Swiss sandwich.
Oh my goodness!
And the lemon bars. You know what? I'm in. I'll go in on it.
Let's
start our own Starbucks.
All we gotta do is break even, Steve. That's all we gotta do.
Honestly, we should start our own bikini barista stand.
In
yes.
Who's wearing the bikinis?
Me.
All of us?
Danny.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, Danny already. Oh,
okay. Phew. We're going to.
So glad he already volunteered.
So we're going to be serving a particular client if Danny's our only bikini barista.
That's fine. It's Seattle, man. Like, we could probably do really well.
Yeah. So that's going to be somebody who wants to see, you know, somewhat unattractive, sad men.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, there could be a business for that.
I think somewhat attractive, not unattractive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, somewhat attractive.
I appreciate that.
Either way, it's not a compliment, Danny. It just sounds better the way Steve said it.
No, of all of us on the show, you easily get the morning shift.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Good call.
Right. Like, I think the rest of us maybe are like vying for like afternoon or overnight.
I think Vicky is
definitely overnight.
I think Vicky and Sarah get the prime positions. Oh, I don't think.
I didn't think we were going to have them actually wear bikinis. I mean, that would be.
I'm wearing a onesie. I'm going to wear like different animal and cartoon onesies every night.
There you go.
And then if I can't burn myself with a coffee because I have a onesie on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah. Instead of bikini barista, we do pajama baristas.
Okay. Can we have you dress as a furry? We're trying to get everybody, Vicky. We want to get everybody having our coffee.
I mean, if the price is right, man.
All right. Here
the
we go.
Frothin' furries.
The frothin' furries. Perfect.
I like how we worked all this out.
Yeah. So all right. We got a great business.
Today's our last day on the air.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we start the frothin' furries.
Well, shouldn't it be a side hustle? That is the topic.
We'll make it
a side hustle, and then we'll see how it goes.
I think we have to go all in on this one.
Oh, damn. This raccoon. Is our hustle.
I call raccoon.
That's fine. I want to be a dolphin.
You want to be a dolphin?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Why is a dolphin having sex in your dolphin impression?
BJ, if you don't know about dolphins, they have sex all the time.
Oh, they like to have sex even more than Steve?
Yes.
Wow.
And I have a little apparatus that squirts the creamer out of my little hole thing, the blowhole thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's all just...
extra creamer?
Yeah. Bring in the dolphin.
Yeah, bring in the dolphin. And then here comes the gimp after the dolphin.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a great thing. Danny, all of a sudden, you might be actually the most attractive thing that we have in our store.
Sweet.
Well, if we stick with the barista, the bikini barista thing with us, we could call it like zippers.
Oh, we've got zippers. Yeah. Oh, because of the costumes?
Yeah, well, like, dudes unzipping.
Oh, Oh, I see. So
and the coffee gets you zipping around town.
Yeah, zip, zip. Oh, so it's like a double intender, like you know, just like the Hooters.
Or you can call it pickles and sell pickles.
Oh, well. Please.
Okay, now we've gone from coffee to pickle. This is why our ideas don't ever manifest.
Do they make eggplant coffee? Then we can just
do they make eggplant coffee?
I don't know.
We can make like an eggplant egg bitey thing, right?
Well, you guys have taken a halfway decent idea and have completely destroyed it in a very small amount of time.
I feel like a lot of cars would pull up if they saw like a giant eggplant. Mm-hmm. Shaped coffee stand.
An eggplant shaped coffee stand, they would pull up.
I'd go there once. No.
I don't even know what I would think. Like, why is this coffee stand shaped like an eggplant? What are they selling here?
Somebody said, I want to see Danny in Speedos.
Oh, cool.
All right. Well, there you go, Danny.
Somebody said, I sold plasma. That's a good side hustle. Good money for an hour of doing nothing.
Oh
yeah.
Giving your blood away. Yeah.
Yeah, better than the blood is the plasma. Get you more money.
How can they? Is there a way to get one without the other?
Yes. I have no idea. I just saw it on Fight Club.
I think there is. I had a bunch of friends who used to sell plasma in college.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
How much would they get?
I think it was like $50 a pop or something like that. And they could
really?
Go like once a week, once every other week, something like that.
And it's different than getting blood done.
Yeah.
Oh.
Plasma.
Plasma.
Oh, I don't know about that.
But someone said, I'm a nurse selling undergarments using the naughty nurse vibe. Neck down, post only. No coworkers are aware. I'm a big seller.
Hello.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I really believe that someday we're going to be a society where we're not going to care. You know, if there are people that want to have a business that doesn't hurt anybody, you know, again, look, we understand that there's human trafficking and nobody wants that. But I'm talking about consensual adults doing whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
I don't know why we have to legislate that. Especially when, you know, what are people supposed to do for a living now that, you know, we're in the situation we're in? I think a lot of people will turn to the old profession. I would. You know, tell me if anybody wants to get with me and I'll sell them my underwear. I'm sure they want that.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to do. I think we have a better shot of being furry selling coffee.
Yeah.
All right. You don't know. The old man underwear market may be bigger than you think, buddy.
Just saying.
Don't know.
Business we call Crusties.
I'll have you know that I keep my underwear very clean.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I wasn't talking about the underwear.
You mean
this is a crusty old man.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant crusty old underwear, but you know, both could fit.
Nice save.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, dude. You know, this guy is one of the biggest movie stars of all time, and he just admits that he cuts his own hair and epically uses a Flowbee to do it.
He's now my hero.
You're going to hear from him at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.